Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Since you've been gone, I feel my life slipping away.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Rick Newman is our guest, rickjnewman.com, right, Rick?
That's it.
That's your website. His book is called Rebounders. Rick's a great member of our Brain Trust, columnist for Yahoo Finance. Rick, thanks again for staying with us. Recently, you wrote an article about that Obamacare was unlikely to do what people are reporting a lot of, and that's that we're becoming a nation of part-timers. You say that's not so.
Well, we just tore Obamacare apart. So I'll defend it a little bit for a minute or two. And this is not me saying this. I'm looking at, we're now getting some estimates from economists who are trying to crunch the numbers. And, you know, we're predicting here because the mandate on employers to comply with Obamacare has been pushed off until the beginning of 2015. So that's more than a year away. So this is theoretical at this point.
Right.
But the economists are saying they don't really think that this, you know, part-timer nation is going to happen, at least not because of Obamacare, and I'll give you a couple of reasons why. It could happen for other economic reasons, which I think it has been happening. But First of all, when you look at how many companies are really going to be affected, are really going to have to change something and bear higher cost, it comes down to about 33,000. It's a lot. 33,000 businesses, which sounds like a lot, but there are 6 million businesses in the United States,
and that with number, employers.
6 million that's right.
With employers.
There
are 20-something right. million small business owners, including contractors and sole proprietors, but there are 6 or so million who have employees, and you're saying 33,000 of them will be affected by the 50.
So that, right. So that's 5.5%, and for those companies, they are going to face higher costs, and they may be, some of them may very well say, you know what, I need to hire more part-timers to try to stay under the 50-employee cap or something
right.
like that. They may do that, but I think what economists are saying is that percentage of companies is just not high enough
right.
to really have much of an effect throughout the entire economy. Just a couple other reasons. Baby boomers are going to start to retire in huge numbers.
Mm-hmm.
It's already kind of happening
right now.
And there's just going to be a need to replace them with, replace full-time employees with full-time employees. A lot of companies have fired or gotten rid of everybody they possibly can, and they're going to need people to function. So the thinking is that in itself, that demographic shift is just going to create openings for more full-timers than we're seeing right now. And there are a couple other things going on, but those, I think, are the two big trends.
This isn't the first time that a policy has become law that had a 50-employee cap. ADA, America's Disability Act, did the same thing. There are companies who fought that with their rights of their employees for a long time. There are a number of others that are like this. This is just one example, another example of that. I don't think any company, it's not as big a deal today as it was 20 years ago, Rick, because 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 50 years ago, if you were 50 and 49 employees and you wanted to grow, you had to hire another employee, maybe 10, maybe 5.
Mm-hmm.
Today, you've got other alternatives. You can bring in a contractor. You can we have a level of subcontractors. We have a niche economy today, outsourcing capability that we didn't have 20, 20, 30 years ago. That's one thing. The other thing is technology. We don't have to hire employees. And this is why I think you're right about this is one of the reasons why I think you're right about the part-time thing, but you also know, you and I both also know that there are industries, there are sectors where there will be many more part-timers in the future than there are now, largely because of Obamacare, and I'm thinking of the service industries, the lower wage industries like hospitality.
Well, and Jim, that's something that's been happening already. I mean, that's something that always happens during a recession or a weak economy, for instance, and what we've actually seen this year is the percentage of part-timers in the economy has declined, and the
right.
percentage of full-timers has increased, which is good news. I mean, that means the economy's growing and becoming normal. But I am sure you're right that there are going to be companies that are around that 50-employee threshold that are going to They're going to say, you know, I'm going to find a way to stay underneath this cap. But,
but
in general, those are not, those are companies that might, you know, normally grow from 50 to 55 employees. The companies that are on a growth path from 50 to 100 to 200, they're not going to go from 50 to 100 with contractors.
Well, and see, the thing is the complaint was that it was going to hold back the economy. If I'm at 49 employees and I decide to grow and I do contractors or technology, that's going to grow the economy. I'm still spending the money.
You're spending the money.
Make an investment.
It's probably not the optimal way to grow your business if it's a fast-growing business.
You know what, Rick?
Business owners know that.
The truth is, it probably is the optimal way. I probably shouldn't be doing things I'm not the best at. I should be contracting that. I think this could actually have that. This particular part of the law could wind up having an advantage up for small businesses. And people can't believe they heard me say that. Hey, Rick, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
When the music starts, I know you get the last word.
Thanks, Rick. See you next time. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.